They have plenty of money. They should equalize. I got with NATO, when I sat down, I got them to put up hundreds of billions of dollars that they weren't paying under Obama and Bush and all of these other presidents. That's why they're able to help them fight the war, because of the money I got. But I want Europe.
What's happening in Ukraine,
excuse me, I want Europe to put up more money, because they're laughing at us. They think we're a bunch of jerks. We're spending $170 billion for faraway land, and they're right next door to that land, and they're in for 20. I don't think so.
When it comes to what
she doesn't know, that NATO's involved in Ukraine. She doesn't know the funding's what runs it all. And he's saying, I'll cut the funding off. Right, that's how we'll end the war. Like a light switch. Media's like, he wouldn't be able to end it as president. Bull, corny, hot dog. Dylan Mulvaney, stick to selling Bud Light, okay? But Dylan Mulvaney literally thinks that the new CNN anchor, yeah, they hired Dylan Mulvaney. I'm joking, folks. It looks like Dylan Mulvaney. They are literally thinking the public's stupid and doesn't know that NATO and funding of a war is everything. He cuts right to the chase. I'll cut the funding. Well, what is funding for a war have to do with a war? What does putting gas in your tank have to do with your car starting? What does drinking water have to do with not dehydrating yourself? I mean, maybe she is just that stupid. Because let me tell you, I've been around liberals and leftists. They literally don't know how anything works. I want to shift gears into just how despicable the corporate media is. We saw Trump do the CNN town hall because he's banned on Fox, and they got actually good ratings compared to what they usually get, nothing. And Trump, with this woman, Dylan Mulvaney, constantly on him. Oh, I'm sorry, the name is Caitlin Collins. I get him confused. Anyways, Caitlin Mulvaney, or I'm sorry. Caitlin Mulvaney. Oh, Dylan Mulvaney is the name. Sitting there, literally not letting him talk. And she's either so ignorant or thinks her audience is dumb. She says, what about NATO? What about Ukraine? He goes, well, why have we paid $170 billion? It's actually above that. And why have they paid $20 billion? If they want this war so bad, they should be paying for it. That's one way to cut it off, is to cut the funding. And she goes, why don't you talk about Ukraine when I ask about it? It just shows the level of ignorance. They're that ignorant. And then an incredible clip of one of the top globalist heirs to trillions, Anderson Cooper, on CNN town hall with Trump. You have every right to be outraged today and angry and never watch this network again. But do you think staying in your silo and only listening to people you agree with is going to make that person go away? So they're desperate for the ratings. But at the same time, they can't stand Trump. They thought they'd destroy him by talking over him and yapping. But instead, everybody agrees. It blew up in their face massively, like everything they do. But like crazy people, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome. I've learned with crazy people, you can't change them. You just can't get through to them. You can just avoid them. I mean, the level of lies about me in the media, and it's not about me, but it's the level of lies is insane. Like you've seen, and don't show me the headlines, I'm not giving it attention. Headlines everywhere. Alex Jones is a deadbeat dad. Alex Jones doesn't pay child support. Now, folks, in the state of Texas, if you don't pay child support for 2 months, they grab your bank account and your paycheck. And if you don't pay it after that, they arrest you. Secretary of State's office. I have never missed a child support payment. These articles say Jones won't pay child support for his son and older daughter. Well, they're 19 and 20. My son's 21, moved out. And then my 14-year-old decided, because I guess she gets to do more stuff or whatever, that she, after living with me forever, that she wants to stay with her mom. That's fine. So I pay child support. Headlines everywhere. Jones doesn't pay child support. And then the newspapers reach out and say, do you want to fact check this? Well, they just want to engage me in more BS. Folks, it's not true. Anybody knows that. You can go to the Secretary of State's office online and see that I'm in good standing and ahead of my payments. It's not true, but that doesn't matter. And it's the same thing with wars, and the same thing with open borders, and the Border Patrol saying there's no illegals here, and then we wait till the nighttime and they all pour across. It's just, it's deception, ladies and gentlemen, and it's next level. So you have to understand that If you're not a public figure, you think they're lying some. If you're a public figure fighting them, believe me, you get an incredible education, ladies and gentlemen, in deception. And, I mean, it's like with all the bankruptcy stuff. Jones made $60 million last year. Totally untrue. Didn't make $5 million. Didn't make $2 million. All came out in court. It wasn't true. Notice you don't hear about it anymore in the news. Because they just look for anything to turn it into something it's not. And they do that to the whole country because they're at war with us, ladies and gentlemen. They know they're at war. They know they want our free speech. They know they want to shut you down. They want to shut me down. And we keep thinking like they're crazy liberals. Yeah, they're crazy like a fox on PCP. No, man, they run stuff. They rule us. And all the people that work for the system, pretending like they're part of the power structure, pretending like they're winners, pretending like you're doing good being part of this lie. You're destroying yourself. We're circling the toilet bowl. You're not going to get your heaven of socialism when this is all over. Did you get your free debt forgiveness for student loans? No. So let's play the clip of Dylan Mulvaney at the town hall with Trump and then Anderson Cooper.
What do you, can I just follow up on that? You said you don't think in terms of winning and losing.
You have to get Europe.
Mr. President, can I just follow up on that? Because that's a really important statement.
Excuse me, let me just follow up.
Can you say if you want Ukraine or Russia to win this war?
I want everybody to stop dying. They're dying. Russians and Ukrainians. I want them to stop dying. And I'll have that done. I'll have that done in 24 hours. I'll have it done. You need the power of the presidency to do it.
But you won't say that you want Ukraine to win.
You know what I'll say? I'll say this. I want Europe to put up more money because they're in for $20 billion. We're in for $170
billion. And
they should be. And they should equalize. They have plenty of money. They should equalize. I got with NATO.
But I'm
when I sat down, I got them
right
to put up hundreds of billions of dollars that they weren't paying under Obama and Bush and all of these other presidents. That's why they're able to help them fight the war because of the money I got. But I want Europe.
What's happening in Ukraine,
excuse me. I want Europe to put up more money because they're laughing at us. They think we're a bunch of jerks. We're spending $170 billion for faraway land, and they're right next door to that land, and they're in for 20. I don't think so.
When it comes to what
she doesn't know that NATO's involved in Ukraine. She doesn't know the funding's what runs it all. And he's saying, I'll cut the funding off. Right. That's how we'll end the war. Like a light switch. Media's like, he wouldn't be able to end it as president. Bull, corny, hot dog. Dylan Mulvaney, stick to selling Bud Light, okay? But Dylan Mulvaney literally thinks that the new CNN anchor, yeah, they hired Dylan Mulvaney. I'm joking, folks. It looks like Dylan Mulvaney. They are literally thinking the public's stupid and doesn't know that NATO and funding of a war is everything. He cuts right to the chase. I'll cut the funding. Well, what is funding for a war after the war? What does putting gas in your tank have to do with your car starting? What does drinking water have to do with not dehydrating yourself? I mean, maybe she is just that stupid. Because let me tell you, I've been around liberals and leftists. They literally don't know how anything works. But they've got their moron talking points that they just parrot and parrot. All right, I went to that clip too late. We'll come back and play the Anderson Cooper meltdown. And I don't normally play clips of these anchors, but man, he's like, I apologize to have that lies, and we're so sorry, but we have to show it to you. And I watched the thing yesterday morning. Trump told nothing but the truth the whole time. And they just go, we're sorry you had to hear that terrible lie. He wants the dying to stop. And he says he'll cut the funding off the president. This is terrible. We're so sorry. It was so terrible you had to see that. Meanwhile, Biden says the border is completely under control. Why? Immigration's down 90%. That's like up 400%. We'll be right back. Go ahead and play the Anderson Cooper clip again. Talking about, yes, everything Trump said's a lie and you have a right to be angry and never listen again, but we need to let you know how evil he is. Meanwhile, I watched the thing. He didn't say one thing that wasn't true. And all they did was lie and yap like crazed chihuahuas. Here it is.
Many of you have expressed deep anger and disappointment. Many of you are upset that someone who attempted to destroy our democracy was invited to sit on a stage in front of a crowd of Republican voters to answer questions and predictably continued to spew lie after lie after lie. And I get it. It was disturbing. It was disturbing to see and hear that person refer to a black law enforcement officer as a thug, an adjective he used many times to describe black men, and called Caitlin Collins, the moderator, nasty, which is what he calls any woman who stands up to him. It was disturbing to hear him speak so highly of QAnon conspirators and insurrectionists who assaulted police officers in our democracy on January 6th. And it was awful to hear him spread ridiculous lies.
You know what? Hit pause. I'm going to have to unpack these lies just because everything he says is a lie. Trump said there were many good people, a million plus, that came to protest the election, and only a small group did bad. And then he said, be nonviolent in his tweets the day before and that day, and to support the police and military. We played the clip yesterday. That isn't supporting QAnon lies and supporting the insurrectionist. He's not been found guilty of launching an attack on the Capitol. You just lied. Then he calls somebody a thug just because they happen to be black, and you say he's being racist. Then because he stands up to a woman that won't shut up and let him even get an answer in, who's yipping and yapping at him, a horrible moderator, and says it's because she's a woman. Every stupid, dumb trick. Continue.
It was certainly disturbing to hear that audience, young and old, our fellow citizens, people who love their kids and go to church, laugh and applaud his lies and his continued defamation of a woman who, according to a jury of his peers, he sexually abused.
And pause again. Found guilty, not of rape. They said not of rape, but of saying it wasn't true. So you say, I'm innocent. I don't know this woman. Defamation. The jury thinks you defamed her, saying it's not true. Since when can you not say you're innocent in America? See how they've inverted reality? He's stealing your rights to due process, to being innocent until proven guilty. He's doing it right in front of you right now. Everything he says Trump's doing, he's doing. Continue.
Kim, it is impossible to fact check fully because he lies so shamelessly. Now, many of you think CNN shouldn't have given him any platform to speak, and I understand the anger about that, giving him the audience, the time, I get that. But this is what I also get. The man you were so disturbed to see and hear from last night, that man is the front runner for the Republican nomination for president. And according to polling, no other Republican is even close. That man you were so upset to hear from last night, he may be president of the United States in less than 2 years. And that audience that upset you, that's a sampling of about half the country. They are your family members, your neighbors, and they are voting. And many said they're voting for him. Now, maybe you haven't been paying attention to him since he left office. Maybe you've been enjoying not hearing from him, thinking it can't happen again. Some investigation is going to stop him. Well, it hasn't so far. So if last night showed anything, it showed it can happen again. It is happening again. He hasn't changed, and he is running hard. You have every right to be outraged today and angry and never watch this network again. But do you think staying in your silo and only listening to people you agree with is going to make that person go away?
Wow, they are in full panic mode. Look what a predator Anderson Cooper is. Do you know about his family history? Heroin dealers, organized crime, master criminals. He's a predator.
Don't rock the jukebox. I want to hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready.
Any regular viewer or listener knows that InfoWars delivers hardcore, game-changing information that is at the very forefront of fighting tyranny worldwide and promoting human liberty. And the products we sell are no different. And I know that most of you tune in for the news and information and just glaze over the products, but I want to encourage you to take a few notes and to research what I'm about to tell you, because all of our products are incredible. But these two particular products are simply amazing. Take the Real Red Pill Plus. It's called Plus because it's been around about 8 years, but 3 years ago we updated it to make it even better. So when we update a formula, it's called Plus after the name. I was going to a major medical clinic when I was 40. Getting my blood tested, talking to one of the top doctors in Texas, and he was selling supplements, and he recommended basically this supplement that had all these trace elements of key amino acids and preglinone in it, and all I did was take that formula and soup it up and make it even better and sell for a lower price. So that's what I do, and that's what Real Red Pill Plus is. It's been out for about 8 years. About 3-4 years ago, we updated the formula. We haven't had it for 2 years, because during the lockdowns, we couldn't get the ingredients anymore. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com. You need to read what's in it. Let me go over a few of these ingredients, because again, most supplements don't have this. Vitamin K, niacin, vitamin B6, folate, vitamin B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, copper. Most things don't have that, and that's key. Copper's really hot right now, but we came up with this 8-9 years ago. Manganese, chromium, molybdenum as an amino acid, beetroot, preglinone's the key ingredient, green tea extract, coffee fruit, yerba mate leaf, guarana seed extract. Instant energy, but in a few days or a week or so, the other ingredients kick in and do incredible things. You need the Real Red Pill Plus. Sold out for over 2 years. Got a big shipment in 4 or 5 months ago. It's almost sold out. But despite that fact, we're offering it right now for 40% off for another week or so. And then it's going back to regular price, and it'll sell out. It'll be months until we get more of it in. Then there's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, because we updated the formula, made it even better. Super concentrated chicken broth. You know what that does for your immune system, your body, your joints, everything. It's incredible. Then it's got really strong turmeric and chaga mushroom and bee pollen and a bunch of other ingredients. This is a superfood of superfoods for not just stamina and energy and immune system and libido, but everything in your body. This product is almost sold out as well. But despite that fact, it's also still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and check out Ultimate Bone Broth and Real Red Pill Plus. Make the order, support the broadcast, which is a win-win, and get the incredible product for yourself. Again, my friends, out of the millions of listeners we have that spread the word and pray for the broadcast and do so much great things, we know that less than 1% actually ever buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So if just a percentage of you or more simply go to the site, you'll experience how great it is, and we'll have all the funding we need not to just survive and battle the globalists, but to expand in the face of this tyranny at this critical time. So get your Real Red Pill Plus 40% off before it sells out at InfoWarsStore.com, and Ultimate Bone Broth Plus as well. They'll blow you away. Take action now.